Tuesday. We don't have to give up talking about, we're not actually doing that thing where we give up sports gambling, alcohol, carbs, all that, right? We're pretending, right? That was a pretend thing?
That's a pretend. Okay,
so if you had to bet on the tournament this weekend, we'll go around the room, Duke is the favorite. So let's say you're going to put down $100 on the tourney. Who would you take? Obviously, we're going to talk about the odds. Because I think if you take Duke, it's even money. Everybody else, you get back pretty good odds. So
I put $100 on Houston before the tournament
started.
Wow,
what is that paying?
It wasn't paying that much. It was plus 600.
Okay, you won $600. I like that you're talking the language. So, what? I mean, you know that makes me happy. So let me just see March Madness numbers. Because Duke obviously is the favorite. We know they're minus 105. So it's even money, but they got to win two games. You take the Gators, it's plus 260. 100, you win 260. You take Houston, it's plus 440. And if you take Auburn, it's plus 500. I'll ask the room, if you had to bet, $100 bet, who are you taking? Bo, who do you got?
I got to go with Duke. Just give me the best team.
I know, dude. It's just even money, though. What about you, Day-Day?
Man, believe it or not, man, I really like Houston. I really like
Kevin Samson. Plus 440. Yeah. So you'll win $440 if you bet 100. Who do you like, Sandy?
I just told you I already bet Houston.
Oh, my
bad. Plus the 600.
So you already took them, so you're going to take them again.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm going to let it ride.
I know. I'm just asking based on these odds here. Okay. Jeez, snapping me because of the Braves. I mean, you got to turn that around. Let me just look at the number. I mean, it's crazy that Auburn was the number one team all year. You're getting back 500 on a $100 bet.
So you're going with Auburn.
I take the Gators plus 260. Okay. I think they're the best team. So, and they've had two close calls. Okay. Let me give you three strikes. I'm going to do some NFL stuff. Sandy's been working hard on it. We don't want her to leave here not being acknowledged because that'll just... It's already been, you know, she's been through it. What is something you had to give up or tried to that was difficult? Something you had to give up or tried to that was hard? The funniest person in your life and your favorite lefty athlete. We're turning to Chris Sale tonight, man. We're turning to Chris Sale tonight. Make it happen, bro. We can't consider Chipper a favorite lefty athlete because he throws right and he's a switch hitter, right?
Right. Tom Glavine. Michael Vick.
Yeah. So
there you go.
If somebody doesn't say Tom Glavine or Michael Vick, I give you kudos. Just think in your head, there's got to be some other lefties out there, right?
Steve Young.
Steve Carlton. Another lefty, right? 404-726-0929. We don't have to hit belly up.
Good. Let's quickly, y'all. Breaking news. This just happening now at the NFL meetings. They officially have tabled to ban the tush push. So it'll be on the table for this year. They will be able to do it this year. That was kind of the big headlines was, are they going to ban the tush push? They were going to need 24 of 32 votes to make that happen. And the odds were against them to begin with. Couple of news and notes regarding Hard Knocks. Originally, Atlanta was one of just four teams that were going to have to be forced. Well, now, according to NFL media president, that number has now increased. They are still hoping somebody will volunteer, but they have not said now how many teams are going to be forced to do it. But the number is not four. It's going to be larger than four. The other rule change that was approved this morning, which I think folks are going to love, is the overtime rules during the regular season will be that both teams get the ball. Thank God. And I think many of us have said, what are they doing? Where whoever got the ball and scored first, it was over. So that's really good news as well.
Yeah, I mean, nothing more frustrating than a fan, especially when you can feel the momentum of a game and know if you lose the coin toss. i.e. what happened to us in the Super Bowl, but, you know, in general, you lose a coin toss and you know you're not getting the ball back, and that's just incredibly frustrating. And it really make it interesting because the team that gets it knows, second, knows if the other team scored, you're on four down territory, no field goals, so you'll kind of run that offense knowing we got four cracks at it the whole time. Did they say the postseason will be different? Or in the playoffs?
The postseason was already, if I'm not mistaken, that both teams could, right?
Okay.
Is that, exactly. So now the regular season is going to be in play with them.
Okay.
The other headline news that you're going to read, which I don't think it's that big a deal, but the national media is running with it because I think Raheem has already said this before. If there is a trade that the Falcons deem valuable and it also happens to work for Kirk Cousins, they will trade Kirk Cousins. That's actually what he said. The other part of what he said this morning was they do not expect Kirk at the voluntary offseason workouts.
Yeah, Raheem just spoke. He said, I'm not going to be foolish to think that he's going to show up for voluntary work. We're dealing with a business-like mode. We're dealing with that type of feel. I don't think he'll be there. If he is, we'll welcome with open arms, but I'm not going to be foolish enough to make myself get worked up and angry about Kirk Cousins missing workouts. That is this morning.
You ever worked with somebody that you know is a short timer or doesn't want to be there or is about to get fired and you're like, oh, it's so awkward to have them in the room?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I've worked with guys where I knew I was going to fire them, and that's a horrible feeling also when you're just around them.
Right.
Like,
so
just,
bad vibes, bad like energy vampires. And I'm sure the other thing is I was like, well, when are these first workouts? They announced them coming up like after the NFL meetings. And last year they were right before the draft. So that would mean existing Falcon players come in for voluntary workouts. I'm not so surprised he's not going to be there. Are you?
No.
Still want to be there.
We feel very strong about Kirk being our backup quarterback. Raheem said, we feel very strong about the human. We feel very strong about where he stands. You know, obviously, we know it's a business. There'll be some business aspects to everything you do. This is a business, leverage situation. Do the Falcons have more and more leverage as quarterbacks make their decisions? Aaron Rodgers almost certainly is headed to Pittsburgh. You know where Justin Fields ended up in with the Jets. The Russell Wilson with the Giants. It looks like if J.J. McCarthy can go, although there are rumors that Kirk would like to go back to Minnesota, but J.J. McCarthy, if they commit, would be the starter there. So
Adam Schefter also reporting, I believe it was this morning, that Kirk Cousins to Pittsburgh, if in fact this Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't come to play, that that's also...
Well, considering Mason Rudolph's their starter, one would think they would have to do something like that. And then wouldn't that be ironic? Because Arthur Smith didn't lose his gig, right? He's still the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be playing under Arthur Smith and that offense in Pittsburgh. So
that's beautiful.
But listen, I mean, the Kirk Cousins thing has to take care of itself, but you're paying him anyway. So he'd be the best backup quarterback in the NFL. And
for Penix, who has been injury prone.
Yeah.
So
and what happened last year? First of all, your starter got benched. We still haven't done the statistics. How many of the 32 teams started their backup last year? I have no idea other than if I go through it right now. Maybe you can. But I'm going to guess out of 32 teams that 14 teams started their backup. So having a great backup matters, right? So breaking news all over the NFL Network is how Kirk Cousins' conversation with Raheem Morris just dropped. But, you know, nothing we said living here in Atlanta – nothing that was said is surprising. They're going to do what's best for the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins was worried about himself and his family and the chance to start, and he is going to tell you two things. I did not forget how to play quarterback, and I wasn't healthy. That will be his narrative. That will be his narrative to try to find a way to once again be under center on opening day. The Falcons obviously trying to get a little bit of money, certainly a draft pick, and they're going to say having him in that quarterback room is not ideal, but if you think we're just going to let it happen and go have to go pay another backup and get nothing, that's not happening either. Be a big boy, be in that quarterback room, and be Michael Penix Jr.'s backup. That's exactly what we'll do if we don't get the offer that we need to get, and that's how it'll play out.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no!
It's time for you to sound off. With three strikes.
Quit your whining.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, here's our phone number, 404-726-0929. The questions are, what is something you had to or tried to give up that was difficult? The funniest person in your life and your favorite lefty athlete. Don't embarrass this program or the people in this room by not filling up the phone lines. Day-Day's sitting there with a dumbfounded look in his face, which for a Tuesday is not surprising, but this is for an actual reason. 404-726-0929. Does he get moved before the draft, in your opinion, Sandra?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
So in the next 10 days yes. or so, I think it's going to happen after the draft. I don't think there's a draft day deal coming for Kirk Cousins, but we'll have to see how that plays out. It is interesting that Raheem there facing the media, having to sing the praises of one Kirk Cousins. That's certainly, this is not how Arthur Blank had it, man.
It's so cringe, the whole thing. Like, why is he in the news every day? It's annoying me. And now I'm annoyed with Chipotle on top of it all. Like, what are you doing up there posing?
Scale of 1 to 10 as a fast food chain. What do you give Chipotle?
Get ready to be shocked and awed. I have never, ever once eaten in a Chipotle.
Wow.
You haven't either, Bo.
I have not.
What's your number? Day-Day's answering calls.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.5. Solid product.
I'm shocked I haven't. Why haven't you? It's just not my whole.
I don't get it. Why neither one of you?
Well, so I did at Moe's already. And somebody told me that Chipotle was just dressed up Moe's, so I never bothered.
Yeah.
If it's great, somebody tell me and I'll go try it.
Hey, Ron, you're great. Let's start this process. What's something you had to give up or try that was difficult?
Steak. I tried that bread thing and it lasted about a hot 30 minutes and I couldn't do it.
God did not put us on earth to deprive ourselves of bread, carbs.
It didn't last long
pizza,
at all. Pizza,
bagels, sourdough. Why would we live? Why would we walk through earth with those rules?
I would never do it again.
Funniest person in your life.
Funniest person is by far my wife. She's crazy and as I'll get out.
Favorite lefty athlete?
I'm going Ken Griffey Jr.
By far. That's a good one. That's a good call.
Hey, Big Jim, what's something you had to give up or tried to in your life that was difficult?
I hate to say it, but cigarettes.
Yeah. I heard cigarettes is a nightmare to try to battle, that nicotine addiction. Mm-hmm. The funniest person in your life?
My old high school buddy, Andy. He always just kept me rolling.
Favorite lefty athlete?
No doubt, Ken Stabler.
The snake.
Kenny Stabler.
The snake. Thank you, buddy.
Our game of the night tonight will be the Hawks in Portland down at State Farm Arena. They're finally back home, you guys, if you want to head on out. Thanks to John Foy for bringing us the game of the night. Because I'm not, you know what? I've decided I'm not watching the Braves tonight.
Are you serious?
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to change up my routine.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Will you watch scores and just won't watch the game? So will you just check in every so often on your computer?
Probably. Yeah. I'll watch it on my apps.
And if you see that it's a 3-2 game in the eighth and they're winning and you're awake, you literally will not turn
it on. I'm going to make a vow to not turn it on tonight. Change it. Everybody change up what you were doing.
Should I change your shirt? Do something different? Should I take them tonight?
Take the Braves tonight with Chris Sale on the mound.
Are you serious?
You can't be this bad for 6 games. It's impossible.
Not with that lineup, right?
That's what. And Chris Sale on the mound.
You're telling me to bet on the Braves tonight.
Bet all. You know what? Your mortgage. Put the whole mortgage.
No. I'm asking a serious question. Am I betting the Braves
tonight? Bet the Braves tonight, period.
Fine. I'm doing what Sandra said.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mom. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. Good luck, Graf. He joined us earlier. He's given up everything fun in the world, but hang in there. We're back tomorrow with Sandy and Company. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.